who did not live with them is not a suspect in the case. Your PG&E bill is about to go up once again. The California Public Utilities Commission approved another rate hike yesterday. The average increase will be $5 a month starting in April. This is on top of the 13% increase that took effect in January and after PG&E posted a $2 billion profit last year. Steve Lawrence, a singer, top stage act, and performer in tandem with his wife, Edie Gourmet, died yesterday. He was 88 years old. Apparently, he died from complications due to Alzheimer's disease. Well, it is time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. So far, so good. I don't have any stalls, accidents, or delays to report. Our KZST News Time is now 6:01.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. The designers at Cocostico Home are such lifesavers. I recently took a hard look at my living room sofa and realized, wow, that sofa is not okay. It's time for something fresh. Emily to the rescue. Emily is one of the fabulous designers at Cocostico and all about enhancing our lifestyle. I want my home to reflect my taste and sensibility. And now, thanks to Emily, I have an up-to-date, beautiful sofa. Cocostico has so many choices. She helped narrow down my color and fabric preferences. Their family-friendly and performance fabrics are great for busy homes. Banker Boy and I are empty nesters now, so I got something a little fancier. What a treat. Thanks, Emily. Cocostico Home. Sofas, sectionals, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Remember, shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cokasdiko.com.
This is Larry Flynn, owner of The Floor Store. This month marks our 38th anniversary as a family-owned business in the Bay Area. But we're celebrating the best way we know how with our biggest sale ever. From now till March 18th, everything in every store will be 30% off. That's everything. Carpet, hardwood, tile, waterproof flooring, even quartz countertops. It's The Floor Store's 38th anniversary celebration, and you're invited. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, Bay Area Flooring Authority.
From the community calendar, applications for the 2024-2025 civil grand jury are now open through April 29th. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, how about this for awesome? On April 13th, the Cardinal Newman boys baseball team will take on Ukiah's baseball team at Oracle Park. The two will be two of the high school games played that day. Theirs will be the second game. To attend, fans must purchase a regular season Giants ticket that will grant them access to free tickets to the high school game, or you can buy them directly from each high school. And your forecast today, sunny skies with mid-60s, really a pleasant day. Tonight, increasing clouds, overnight lows in the 40s. There is a possibility for some showers late. Tomorrow, a chance of showers early, then mainly cloudy. Rain is likely on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Did you know that Kevin Bacon actually weighs 450 pounds? It's true. A pig named Kevin Bacon got loose from his pen in Wisconsin and meandered down the road until he walked into the backyard of a home with a security camera system. The family noticed a strange-shaped figure and went out to investigate. Kevin walked right up to the back door. Well, they fed him apples, carrots, and rice cakes to lure him back to his home about a mile away. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. Two college degrees, 28 years of experience, and it all comes down to this.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bay. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Leave.
Multnomah Counties, KZST, on this finally Friday. It is 6:09, 41 degrees in Santa Rosa. Sunshine on the way, mid-60s. A big day, a big weekend on the way. We've got the post-State of the Union address as President Biden goes from Sleepy Joe to Jacked Up Joe. Daylight saving time begins this weekend, Sunday at 2 a.m. Move those clocks forward 1 hour. It is also International Women's Day. To all the women in Sonoma County and beyond, I say let's keep moving forward and being the best that we can. And finally, it is Oscar weekend. The Academy Awards show airs Sunday, 4 p.m. They moved it earlier, so maybe it'll end on time. Said no one ever.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
sunshine and my lake. Feel the warmth will never die. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. At first sight, I felt the energy of some rage. I saw the life inside of you. So shine bright tonight. You and I, we're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I too, I'm so alive. We're beautiful. Like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright tonight, you and I. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I too, I so alive.
KZST. Welcome to your Friday in the California wine country. It is 6:20, 40 chilly degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
They say the best things in life don't last forever. And that's particularly true of voting in North Bay Biz Magazine's Best of the North Bay Awards. This is Jason Walsh with some great news. No, make that best news. We're extending the voting in our annual Reader's Poll contest, recognizing the finest businesses, restaurants, and wineries in Sonoma, Marin, and Napa counties. Voting for the best of the North Bay ends midnight, March 17th. Fill out your ballot today at northbaybiz.com.
Poppy Bank, recognized as one of the strongest financial institutions in the nation and voted best business bank by North Bay Biz Magazine, continues to grow. A testament to our strength, reliability, and secure practices, Poppy Bank is thrilled to be opening 10 new branch locations this year. If you're looking to bank with a true community bank that always greets you by name with a smile, open an account at Poppy Bank today. For more information or to find a list of locations near you, visit us at poppy.bank. That's poppy.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This week at Raley's in Knob Hill, clip your digital deal before checkout to get ripe Haas avocados for just 77 cents each, limit six. Not a something extra, remember? You're missing out on amazing savings every week. Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
KZST. We go together better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. For you,
yeah.
Don't complicate it,
yeah.
'Cause I know you and you know everything about me. I can't remember all of the nights I don't remember when you're around me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me.
I'm a sucker for all.
Is 6:25, 40 degrees in Santa Rosa, sunshine mid-60s on the way. Happy Friday to you. And up next,
it's time for Debbie's not-so-random thought of the hour on KZST.
Well, my goal is to be that old person that everyone is afraid to take out in public.
You know our love was meant to be. The kind of love to love. And I want you here with me. From tonight until the end of time, you should know. Everywhere I go, always on my mind, in my heart, in my soul.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 8th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:28. I'm Brent Allen. Clear and cool this morning. We are currently sitting at 40 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom.
On my watch, federal projects that you fund, like helping build American roads, bridges, and highways, will be made with American products and built by American workers.
President Biden delivered a fiery argument for a second term in his State of the Union speech Thursday night. Biden repeatedly delivered attacks at his predecessor without ever mentioning Trump by name. The scrappy tone from Biden was a sharp break from his often humdrum daily appearances and was designed to banish doubts about whether the 81-year-old is still up for the job. For 68 minutes, Biden goaded Republicans over their policies and invited call-and-response banter with fellow Democrats on economic issues, taxes, and health care. In a biting Republican response to Biden's address, first-term Senator Katie Britt from Alabama slammed the president's handling of the economy, the southern border, crime, and foreign policy.
President Biden's border policies are a disgrace.
At 42, she is the youngest Republican woman ever to be elected to the upper chamber. We are learning about a wastewater spill in the Russian River that took place back on March 1st and 2nd. The cause was a power outage at the Russian River County Sanitation District Treatment Plant. Once the power was restored, a valve closed, allowing the wastewater to build up and eventually overflow. Most of the treated water remained on land designed to absorb wastewater in summer months, but some did travel down to the river. Any water that reached the river would have been diluted very, very quickly. As the river level was quite high, and the spill occurred during a storm that dumped 2.5 inches of rain on Guerneville.